Welcome to Sophia. Mum-to-be with her audio blog.
Sophia. Mackay speaking. Hello, folks. This is my first blog of what it's like being a visually impaired expectant mother. Now, I'm totally blind because I was born 15 weeks premature. I was very eager to get out. I was too eager, in fact. I also have a hearing impediment. I have a form of epilepsy. And I also am a recovering stammerer, thanks to therapy, in which I engage in to help with this. For those of you who may find my technique rather strange, I use it to help control my stammer, so please bear with me, because on some words it can take time to speak these words or phrases or sounds sometimes. However, I'm sure you'll bear with me. Well, I'm called Sophia, or rather my friends and family call me either Sophie, excuse me, Sophie or Soph. So either way, I don't really mind. I'm 28 and I'm married to a lovely guy called Stephen, who's 40, and he is fully sighted. This has its real advantages because he can drive a car, and it also helps in sighted guide because I have a white cane, but I don't feel comfortable with using my white cane because I feel self-conscious, and I also feel that it makes me look blind. We've actually been together, me and Stephen, for over 2 years now, and we met at his cousin's 50th, and it totally changed my life when I met him, because prior to meeting him I felt very, very isolated, unable to get out and about on my own, and generally I felt quite low within myself. And then Stephen came along and it totally changed my life. We actually got married on the 10th of May last year, although prior to that he did propose in Spain in March of 2013 when we were walking along the beach together hand in hand. Oh, how sweet, I hear you say. Come on then, let's hear you. No, but seriously, it was a truly memorable proposal. And then we actually officially got engaged. Excuse me. We actually officially got engaged on the 5th of May 2013 over a beautiful carvery meal with Stephen's parents and my grandmother and my parents, and it was beautiful. It was a lovely, lovely engagement, official engagement. Well, the wedding on the 10th of May last year, that is 2014, it was truly amazing because me and my father, or should that be my father and I, went to the ceremony in a horse and carriage because we could have hired a vintage car, But it would have been more memorable for me in a horse and carriage, because I love horses anyway. And when you're in a horse and carriage, you can actually feel the ruts that you go over, and you can actually hear the clip-clop of the horse's hooves. The wedding itself took place at the Irish World Heritage Centre in Cheetham Hill. And this, ironically, was the first wedding that they'd had there, which was truly remarkable. They got the Irish TV involved, and Mum got her spotlight in front of the cameras. The wedding itself was absolutely incredible, because we had a quintet that played beautiful songs, and it was very tactile, and it was for a blind person, really, or blind people, because I had artificial flowers, because the reason I didn't like real flowers, because I thought they smelt of the earth, and I didn't like the smell or the feel, really. I preferred artificial flowers. We actually honeymooned in Tenerife from the 16th of May to the 24th of May, which was truly amazing. Shortly before this time, I actually got a call about a potential match for a guide dog, and I actually got matched to Trojan on the 25th of April 2014, and I felt so elated, to be honest. It was truly amazing. And the training took place 3 days after we got back from honeymoon, which was quite a shock to the system in itself, because those of you who have guide dogs, you also know that the training can be very, very intensive. So, I trained with Trojan for 9 weeks. I tried as hard as I could, but the problems really arose with orientation, and also because I kept suffering from, and in many instances, still suffer from very painful ear infections, which did also take its toll. So then, when the training started to get very turbulent, as in, we were endangered, I actually pleaded with the guide dog instructor for a second chance, because he was all ready to take Trojan away, because it was the training he felt was endangering us. But I pleaded with him, I don't know how, because I felt very upset, and I actually pleaded with him on merit, to give me a second chance, because I felt I'd worked so hard and done everything he'd requested of me during the training and more. However, 2 days after he gave me a second chance, I decided that the guide dog training wasn't going to work, because I could tell that Trojan was switching off from roots. He was sniffing around and during the training as well, we nearly got killed twice. So I just knew it wasn't going to work. So I just had to put my hands up to my GDI and say, I'm sorry, I can't do it anymore. I'm absolutely exhausted, I told him, and I just could not do it anymore. It wasn't fair to Trojan or me. And I hugged him and told him how much I loved him. And then 4 days afterwards, the guide dog instructor took him away. But I'm sure that Trojan's being well looked after now. This also spurred me on to get a beautiful Labrador retriever cross puppy called Dora. And also during this time, it got us to thinking, or rather proceeding to trying for a baby. We'd spoken to the consultant prior to me trying for a baby, because I'd actually wanted a baby for over 2 years, since February 2013. But during this time, both Stephen and I didn't think it was the right time, because I was on the second of my two employment courses to find work, because I've also been on two employment courses to try and find work, as well as got my 2 degrees. I've got a master's degree in criminal justice, as well as a BA honours degree in criminology. And I've also got 2 work placements, as I've previously said. And I've also got work placements. But so far, I haven't succeeded in finding a job. However, when I had to give Trojan back, this gave us the push to try for a baby. Because I think that we both just really wanted it. So, I got my contraceptive coil removed on the 8th of August 2014, and 2 months after, I fell pregnant. And that was, in some respects, it was a shock, because some doctors had told my parents that there was a slight chance, or rather, quite a large chance, that I may not be able to have children, because when I was a child, I was on a cancer drug to fight a very bad kidney disease, and I was on that for 4 months, and it was a strong cancer drug. But thankfully, this did not impede on my chances, shall we say, of having a baby, because I fell pregnant in the October. So, some women in particular, could ask, well, what are the signs of you being pregnant if you can't see, or if you're unsure? Well, I found with me that, as well as your period being late, you get very tender breasts, you get tingling in your breasts, and you can get quite bloated. So then I actually requested for Stephen to pick up a pregnancy test, and he actually helped me take the test, and he said, I think you're up the duff baby, congratulations. And we hugged, and I started crying with joy, and I was like, oh my god, wow, I'm gonna be a mum. As soon as I found out I was pregnant, I phoned up my doctor, because as previously said, we'd planned the pregnancy with my consultant and other doctors, and I just really wanted a healthy baby, as well as keeping myself as healthy as I could. The first antenatal appointment I found was very deflating because it was just a load of form filling out, to be honest. I felt very, very deflated because I was expecting to hear the baby's heartbeat or to have a scan or similar things, but I did have the first midwife community appointment at 6 weeks, so they were very unlikely to find anything then anyway, even if they wanted to. But it was a load of form filling out, which I found to be very deflating. I did have morning sickness, or should that be sickness, for quite a bit. People say morning sickness, but with me, it was either morning or evening. There was no specific pattern. What I found helped with sickness was drink tonic water, but not a big glass, just a tumbler for like a little glass or something. Just have a little glass of tonic water, because if you have a big one, it doesn't do what it's intended to do. And I also found that having ginger biscuits helps with this. On the 23rd of December, I had my second midwife appointment, but this time it was at the hospital, and this time we gave our medical histories. Like, the midwife asked about any previous miscarriages or any heart problems that you may have had previously, or any diseases that could hinder your baby's health. During this appointment, I also requested that I be screened for everything, because you can have two options. You can just have a dating scan, which gives you a scan of when your baby's due, or the second option is a dating scan and a blood test, which rules out your baby being at risk of rubella, because it checks your immunity to rubella. And it also helps to root out other diseases that could hinder your baby's progress. And it also gives you a risk of Down syndrome. It's either a high risk or low risk. Thankfully for me, it's a low risk of Down syndrome. Now, if it would have been a high risk, you're offered an amniocentesis, which is, they take a bit of fluid from your amniotic sac, which your baby is in. But with this, there is a slight chance of miscarriage. However, with me, we don't feel it's necessary because it's low risk. The risk of Downs. I also had my epilepsy medication levels checked because often in pregnancy they have to increase your medication levels because they can often drop during pregnancy. I actually had my first scan on the 16th of January 2015, and at first I thought I'd be absolutely devastated at first, because one friend had told me that she was, because she wasn't able to see her baby's movements on the screen. But with me, I found it incredible because the sonographer described everything. When she told me that she could see baby's arm, and it was reaching up to the baby's face, I just burst into tears and I thought, oh my God, that's my baby. Because it's all well and good having a positive pregnancy test and actually feeling the symptoms, but actually having your first scan or hearing your baby's heartbeat for the first time, this, for me at least, actually impresses upon you, or it gradually dawns on you then that there is indeed a new life growing in you. The hospital, the midwives at the hospital were very, very good, because with me, I find it very good for them to be very hands-on with me, because I find it important that they tell me what they're doing, etc., and describing things to me. I've always been like that, and thankfully they were very good. Also, during this first scan, some more bloods were taken as well, and my blood pressure was checked, as it was on the 23rd of December, and I also provided a urine specimen, as I did on the 23rd of December as well. I'm actually going to be 18 weeks tomorrow, and so far I do quite enjoy being pregnant, but I find that it's very important to gradually increase your weight by eating healthily and eating sensibly, that is, in sensible proportion, because many friends and family members have said to me that because they put on a vast amount of weight during some of their pregnancies, they often find it very hard to shift. So from this, I just have some chocolate, but I've really cut down on my chocolate intake, and I have quite a bit of fruit, and I've actually I've eaten and drank really well. I actually don't think I've ever looked after myself so well as what I've done since I've been pregnant. Yes, I do find that I do get quite tired, but that's bound to be expected. Just rest as much as you can, and I find that my Labrador Retriever, Dora, she's a real help as well, because she comes to me and lies down by me, which is a real help. So far, I've really enjoyed being pregnant. I find that having support from friends, loved ones, family, and your husband or partner is essential, because you can get very tired or quite weepy or quite snappy in some cases, because you tend to find that your hormones are whizzing round your body like wildfire. Excuse me. Because your body is going through such a huge, huge change. It can be emotionally and physically draining in some respects. But it's worth it, because I find that if you look after yourself really well, then you're more likely to have a very healthy baby at the end of it. Oh, on Thursday, just gone, I felt some tiny, tiny movements. I'm sure I did. It felt really hard to explain, but it felt like trapped a wind or like butterflies in your stomach, but it's so hard to explain. And it's just something that I'd never experienced before, and it was really incredible. Also, I'd advise that VI expecting mothers get a home use fetal heart monitor. Several people, including midwives, try to dissuade you from getting them, because their fear is that if you can't hear the heartbeat, then you'll go into a tizzy. It can take time to find it, but to be honest, I'd just know if something was wrong with my baby. So I just enjoy hearing my baby's heartbeat through my home heartbeat monitor. I actually heard it last Thursday at